ikaw ay may dalang mga posibilidad ng tagumpay o kabiguan, ng ligaya o lungkot. Kaya marapat lamang natanggapin si Jesucristo bilang tagapagligtas at Panginoon. At matapos yun ay panariwain ang katapatan at paglapit sa Kanya bawat araw o day by day. Ang day by day ay naglalayong umalalay sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay Kristiyano.
Water offered to the lips of a tired and thirsty man. 'Cause it's a tangled web I've woven, and I don't know all the reasons, but it amazes me to wake up to your mercy every morning. And I'm sitting here spinning around in the fields of freedom. I'm still alive and reaching out, and I can feel the heat.
I wrote this next song about a good friend of mine. I had no idea, knowing her as well as I thought I did, how horrendous parts of her childhood.
Narito po ang ikalawang bahagi ng mensahe ni Pastor Ed Lapid na pinamagatang
A Disciple is a Learner.
People will know who we are by what we do, by our character. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Character identifies a disciple. Or people will know that we are Christ's disciples through our character. Pag nakikita po nila ang ating lifestyle, pagka nahuhuli nila tayo sa moments of indiscretion, sa moments na hindi tayo masyadong aware, then they will know who we really are. Christians, let's admit it. Most of the time, marami tayong mga nice things that we do and good things that we do, but we do it out of obligation. Minsan merong bisita na naiinis-inis ka, pero bisita kasi kaya, welcome, hello, heto ang truck, ganun-ganun. That is good. That is ethics. But if that is not felt in your heart, then it's not character. It's only an act. Pagka meron tayong mga kapatiran na may sakit, dadalawin mo. Kasi expected na dumalaw kayo. Pero nanggagaling ba sa puso? Gusto mo ba talagang dumalaw? Because if it doesn't come from the heart, it's not character. It is only a show. Mabuti na yung nagpapakita ng mabuti kahit hindi talaga galing sa loob kaysa naman sa ipakita mo talaga yung laman ng loob mo kung pangit yung laman ng loob. Mabuti na maging sibilisado. Pero ang sinasabi ko ngayon, brothers and sisters, let's move on to a higher step of spirituality and not only perform, not only do what is right, but attack our hearts and from there begin that every thought will be right. Therefore, we've got to improve our character. Hindi yung ating performance, hindi yung ating ethics, hindi yung ating etiquette, kundi yung kalooban natin. Meron salita tayo sa Tagalog niyan, yung loob. Somehow a very mystical word for the people of this country, yung loob, yung kalooban. Ang ating ayusin, ang ating baguhin, yung kalooban. Hindi yung panlabas na ipinakikita natin. I was listening once to a tape of Joyce Landor. She was invited to speak in front of many people. She's a celebrated author, by the way, sa America. At hindi na siya ipinakilala nung nagdala sa kanya sa mesa. It was a women's group. She was taken to the table. Sabi naman nung nagdala sa kanya, oh, you need no introduction kasi sikat ka naman. Sige, upo ka na lang yan. Iniwan na siya. So, hindi siya kilala ng mga katabi niya. Yung mga katabi naman niya, kwento-kwentuhan, tumpok-tumpukan. Hindi siya pinapansin. Tapos meron siyang katabi na sabi niya, gusto ko kausapin ito, pero talaga mukhang Biyernes Santo yung mukha niya. At sabi niya, iinis ako sa babaeng ito, ba't ganitong mukha niya? Tapos kinakausap niya, halos ayaw sumagot, oh, kumusta ka, buti nandito ka? Pinilit lang ako magpunta dito, hindi na ako interesado talagang magpunta dito. Hindi niya alam yung kausap niya yung guest speaker. Tapos, niya, parang dala niya yung buong mundo. Inaiinis siya. Tapos sabi niya, Lord, teach me how to love her. That I'll be polite to her, not because required, kundi nanggagaling sa puso ko. Pero talaga namang wala eh, naiinis na ako. Sabi niya ganun. And then, kinausap niya, yung pala itong babaeng ito, kaya miserable, yung kanya palang anak, nasa hospital. At yung anak niya, retarded, he had the mind of a, if I'm not mistaken now, 4-year-old child. So niya, ah, ganun ba? 4-year-old lang ang mind ng anak mo? Eh, ilang taon na ba yung anak mo? Sabi naman itong babaeng nakakainis, 37. So niya, kaya talaga itong itsura ng babaeng ito, talagang pasan nga niya yung mundo. Imagine, 37 years na siyang nag-aalaga ng anak na 4-year-old, ang takbo ng utak. So talagang magkakaganito nga ito. And then, she began to love her. And to understand why she was like that. What am I driving at, brothers and sisters? Madalas din, hindi natin gusto. Naiinis ka rin. Pero, mabuti pa rin ang iyong pakita dahil Christian ka. That is good. But what is better is maganda ang ating pakita dahil mula sa kalooban ng ating puso, meron talaga tayong pagtingin, pagmamahal, malasakit. And so this is what I have been driving at all along. Don't perfect the art of pretense. Go beyond the surface, go to the heart, and ask the Lord to change our character. Kumisan para kang patient, nagagalit na sa'yo ang tao, nakangiti ka pa, pero actually sa loob mo, inis na ka na. ang gawin natin, huwag lang tayong magpanggap na okay lang, kundi yung puso natin ang magbago, na talagang dun sa kaloob-looban, hindi pa rin tayo naiinis. Let's move on to a deeper level of spirituality, wherein all the good things that we do are not only out of obligation or out of civility, but it is out of a character that has been changed by the Lord. Sabi sa 2 Corinthians 3:18, sabi ni Paul, we reflect the Lord's glory. Na pag nakikita tayo ng tao, nagre-reflect sa kanila yung glory ni Lord through our character. And so, let's continue to develop this, and those that have not done it, let's begin to do it, that we now bring to the Lord our character. Hindi lang natin sa saying, Lord, dagdagan niyo po ang patience ko sa taong ito, dagdagan niyo. Hindi, Lord, teach me to love this person. And you know, people need love, especially when they don't deserve it. Yung nakaiinis, yun talaga ang tunay na nangangailangan ng pag-ibig. Kasi nakakainis na nga yun eh, sino pang iibig dun? Kaya talagang yun ang kailangan niya. Let us not return evil for evil, but learn to love. Na kung tayo man, nagagalit, may nire-rebuke tayo, may pinapagalitan tayo, it is out of love. Because we love the person, and we like the person corrected. Hindi dahil gusto natin siyang gantihan, at yung ginawa niyang mali sa atin, gusto natin ibalik sa kanya, then that is not love. We rebuke, we can correct, but out of love. So a learner develops character. Character. But how can we develop character? Only when we continue to immerse ourselves in God's Word. Inilulubog natin ang ating sarili sa salita ng Diyos, nakikipagniig tayo sa Kanya sa panalangin, kinokontrol natin ang ating sarili, nakakadevelop tayo ng character. Don't only show kindness, but have kindness. Don't only show politeness, but have politeness. And we are ready for discipleship. A disciple being a learner should also develop in conviction. Si Moses gave us an example of conviction. Sabi sa Hebrews 11, 24-25, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to endure the pleasures of sin for a short time. Lumaki na si Moses na parang apo ng hari ng Egypt dahil inampon siya ng anak ng hari. But later on, when he was 40 years old, sinabi niya, hindi naman ako Egyptian, hindi naman ako member ng royal family. I'll rather be identified with the Hebrews who are the slaves of the Egyptians rather than enjoy the sins of Egypt. Bakit? Meron siyang conviction. And what was the conviction? To identify with God's people and later on to lead God's people out of slavery. Conviction is a very expensive commodity. Ang taong merong conviction, nagbabayad ng mahal. Katulad ni Moses. Pero, yun din namang walang conviction, nagbabayad din ng mahal. Kumisan lang nga, enjoy now, pay later. Pero nagbabayad pa rin. Magbabayad din lang tayo ng mahal doon na sa conviction. Now, why are we talking about conviction? Ang teacher na may conviction, kaya paggawain mo ng lesson plan, bantayan, chicken, o hindi, gumagawa siya. Ang teacher na walang conviction, pag wala mag-check, hindi gumagawa. Ang singer, musician na walang conviction, pag hindi chine-check, pag hindi pinapagalitan, kahit mali-mali, pwede na. Pero kung meron siyang conviction, hindi niya kailangan bantayan, paalalahanan o pagalitan. Ginagawa niya ang lahat with excellence dahil meron siyang conviction. Ang church member na may conviction, comes early and helps and prays. Kahit hindi mo bula-bulahin, kahit hindi mo ligaw-ligawan o sundan-sundan. Ang taong merong conviction, kahit mahirap yung ministry, ginagawa niya kahit hindi siya binabayaran o hindi siya ine-encourage. Ang taong merong conviction, gumagawa ng tama, kinokontra na, hindi na tinutulungan, gumagawa pa rin ng tama dahil ang ginagawa niya nanggagaling sa conviction. I like to ask you, for whatever you do for the church of the Lord, are you doing it out of conviction or out of compulsion? Dumarating ba tayo, mga teachers, before the worship service so we can pray together dahil sabi kasi ng pastor eh, baka tayo mairapan, baka tayo mamemohan, baka tayo mapagalitan pag hindi natin ginawa o dahil may conviction. hindi ko na sinasabi ngayon sa mga servants of the Lord na gawin nyo yan ng mabuti. Ang sinasabi ko na, bakit nyo ba ginagawa yan? Dahil ba tayo may conviction? O dahil ipinagagawa kasi? Eh, umaate naman ako dito, nakakahiya naman pag hindi ako sumunod. Bakit nga ba tayo naglilingkod? Bakit tayo nagtuturo? Bakit tayo kumakanta? Bakit tayo nagbibigay ng mga tithes and offerings? Dahil sinecheck. O, ang mga yaps, meron silang yung mga sobre dyan sa baba and they are checking themselves. This is their own idea. O bakit ngayon magiging faithful? Dahil baka malaman ng treasurer kung hindi ako faithful. Huwag nyo nang gawin kung ganun lang. Wala rin yun. Napuri ka lang ng tao, pero ang Diyos hindi. Why do we do what we do? It must be out of conviction. Kaya kung meron pa tayong ginagawa ngayon as servants of the Lord na dahil lang obligasyon, mga kapatid, hindi ko sasabing huwag nyo na lang gawin. Kundi ilapit sa Panginoon ang ating kalooban at ipacheck natin yan at ipaayos at magpaturo tayo sa Lord na, Lord, bigyan niyo po ako ng conviction to do it. Dahil mahal ko kayo. Dahil mahal ko yung church. Hindi dahil na boto kasi ako maging deacon eh, kaya dapat kong gawin yan. O yung kasi ang image ko sa publiko, kaya dapat kong gawin ito. O nakakahiya naman sa kanila kung hindi ako makikisama. All in all, what I have been saying all along is this. Let's continue to be polite and to do good, but let it come from reality. Let it come from the heart. Let it come from character. At ngayon, let us continue to excel, but let it come from conviction. Alam niyo yung taong mayroong conviction, kahit hindi bantayan, excellent. Kahit hindi purihin, kahit hindi i-encourage ng kapwa-tao, excellent. Ginagawa kasi niya yun dahil alam niya sa kaloob-looban ng puso niya, yun na yun ang dapat gawin. We've got to move on to that level of spirituality that we are doing things out of character, out of conviction, not out of compulsion or duty o dahil lang ina-expect. We've got to have Christ's conviction. Why do we do the work of the Lord urgently? Because time is of the essence. The Lord is coming soon. And even if it doesn't come soon, people are dying every day. Kaya dapat magmadali. Bakit merong mga evangelistic activity pag November 1 ang church na ito? Dahil yun ang tradisyon. Dahil yun ang kaugalian na. Ngayon, pag hindi na November 1, nagsosoul winning pa ba kayo? Kung hindi na, yung ginawa nyo ng November 1 was not out of conviction. Programa kasi ng churches. Kaya gawin. Alam nyo kung meron tayong conviction ng soul winning, matagal na tayong hindi nagkasya dito. Kung meron tayong conviction to do what is right, coming from within, hindi natin kailangan ng program, hindi natin kailangan ng mga training program, hindi natin kailangan na check-in, igrupo kayo, committee, lagyan ng leader, mag-check ng attendance para magawa ang dapat gawin. You know why? Because we are not doing it out of conviction. Ginagawa nyo kasi sabi ng pastor eh. Sabi ng deacon eh. Sabi ng leader, magta-track distribution kami ngayon eh. Kaya track distribution. Pero, gano'ng karami sa inyo ang may mga tracks talaga sa bulsa at sa bag na with or without a program, eh namimigay talaga. Pag sumakay kayo sa jeep, may mga katabi, namimigay. Nagpunta sa palengke, nagbibigay sa mga tindera. Nagpunta kahit saan, namimigay ng mga tracks. Sinong gumagawa nun? Pag ginagawa nyo yan, mga kapatid, hindi ko inuutos, conviction yon. Pero pag sinabi ko ngayon, oh, may mga tracks dyan sa baba, kumuha kayo, ilagay nyo sa bag ninyo at mamaya ipamigay nyo, gagawin nyo na naman dahil sinabihan. I have been saying all along is this, begin to do things from the heart, not because you're being told. And if that happens, we are disciples. And if our heart is not in a position to do it, admit it right now to the Lord, repent about it, and give that heart to the Lord and say, Lord, change my character. Give me the conviction. Hindi lang, Lord, give me obedience. Kapag sinabi ng leader ko, obey ako, obey, obey. That's good. But there is something better that you're doing without being told because it comes from your conviction. Kaya ang gusto ko itanong eh, nasa puso na ba talaga natin si Christ? Ba, reviewin. Kasi kung nasa puso natin si Christ, yung burden ni Christ, burden natin. Yung mission ni Christ, mission natin. Yung gusto niyang gawin, gusto natin gawin without being told. Review. How much is the Lord present in your heart? That nobody has to tell you. It comes from the inside because the Holy Spirit is there. Let us work on that. Go to the deeper essences of spirituality. A Christian must move because of conviction. Some disciples move not only, you know, dahil may conviction, dahil they are being told, they are being watched. And, ang pinakamasagwa nito, if you're doing it because you're being paid. Pag sinabi mong, ay naku, eh, sinusupport tayo ng church as evangelist, kaya kailangan gawin natin yan to deserve our pay. Eh, sinusupport tayo as musician, kaya gawin natin yan. Sinusupport natin tayo as this and that. That is good, but that is not the best reason for doing anything. A Christian must learn to internalize principles and move from that internalized principle. Sa evangelism, ganun dapat. Sa ating conduct, sino ang holy because of conviction? Naku, hindi ako manonood ng, ano ba yun, Three Witches ba? Hocus Pocus. Because of conviction, kasi evil ang subject. Pero pag walang nakakita, pag nasa Dagupan City, manonood. So, hindi conviction. Arte. Arte lang ang kabanalan dahil baka may makakita. Pero pag walang nakakakita, ginagawa pa rin natin ang dapat. Yun ang tinatawag na conviction. Kaya gusto kong tanongin, gano'ng karami ba talaga sa mga kabanalan natin dito ang arte? At gano'ng karami yung conviction? Dahil talagang alam mo, kumbinsido ka and you're sold 100% that that should be it. Many Christians with the promise of secrecy will do something wrong. Pero kung alam nila mabibisto, hindi nila gagawin. Dahil mabibisto. Then that is pretense. Arte yon. Hindi yon kabanalan. It doesn't come from character. It doesn't come from conviction. Kaya nakikita natin, yun talaga ang dapat i-attack. Character. Conviction. In our service to the Lord, there must be excellence. Kailangan maayos. In our cleanliness, convicted tayo to be clean. Marami sa atin, oh, mga deacons, first Sunday of the month, oh, sige, bihis na bihis, long sleeves, may tie. Eh, kasi sabi, dress code yan eh. Pero kung hindi na first Sunday, hindi na dress code, ano na mga itsura? Hindi nagda-dress up for conviction. We want to dress up so that we'll be decent. So that, because we reflect the Lord's image. Hindi naman kailangan maging mahal ang damit natin o bago, pero yung mukha tayo mga decente dahil magwo-worship tayo. Minsan lalabas ka ng bahay, sasabihin ng kapitbahay mo, huy, magja-jogging ka ba? Hindi, magwo-worship. Eh, paano ang itsura mo? Mukha ka magja-jogging. We don't reverence the worship. Siyempre, yung outward manifestation, sabihin natin, panlabas lang yan. Pero yung panlabas, yun ay refleksyon ng nasa loob. Dahil saan manggagaling yan? Saan nanggagaling ang ating attitude? Saan nanggagaling ang ating itsura? Nanggagaling yan doon sa loob. Kaya kumisan, huy, mukha kayatang in love. Meron bang mukhang in love? Meron. If a person is in love, lumalabas, maski kung paano niya suklay ng kanyang buhok. Nakita mo, pagod na pagod na, lagi, bakit kaya walang pawis ang mukha nitong taong ito? Kasi lagi siya nagpapakyut dahil nandun pala yung mahal niya sa buhay. Kaya alam na alam mo rin sa isang tao kung wala itong romantic feeling kahit kanino, mukhang tiriringgay. Pero naku, pag ayos na ayos siya, sa kaya laging ayos na ayos ito? Kumisan, magre-retreat ka, magka-camp, nandun ka sa bundok, magtataka ka, ba't ito kaya yung babae? Ito'y parang laging bagong labas ng beauty parlor. Yung pala'y dahil nandun kasi si, ganon. Nasa loob, lalabas. Kung masama ang loob mo, kahit anong ngiti ang gawin mo, lalabas. So sinasabi ko sa inyo, yung nakikita ngayon sa atin sa labas is a reflection kung ano yung nasa loob. Kaya hindi natin pwede sabihin, panglabas lang yan. Yung nasa labas, yun ang hint kung anong nasa loob. And if we reverence what we do, we will treat it decently. Hindi ka pupunta sa worship service na para kang mag-jogging lang o mag-exercise sa luneta. But many people come to the worship and say, oh, pagkatapos, magpunta tayo sa mall, mag-ganito tayo, mag-ganon. Kaya ang suot na nila pang ganon. For convenience, for their private activities, they sacrifice even the decency of their looks. So ano ba talagang gustong gawin sa Sunday, mamasyal o mag-worship? Alin ba talaga ang number one dun? Hindi masyadong big deal yung panglabas. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what you are on the outside is a reflection of what you are inside. O pagka yung tao, lagi na lamang ang mga kuko, eh akala mo naglubog sa tinta. Lagi mo nakikita ng gano'n. Ano nasasabihin mo? Siguro itong taong ito ay salaula. Ba't siya gano'n? It is a reflection of what is inside. And so, even in what we do, if you're a Sunday school teacher, do you arrive on time? Dumadating ka ba bago mag-umpisa ang klase? O nando na yung lahat bago ka dumating? If you're a leader sa worship, musical leader, presider, nando na ba lahat? Wala ka pa. It is an outward manifestation of what is in your heart. Unless a very reasonable event stopped you from coming on time. Pero kung lagi kang late, it is a reflection of what is inside. Ano ang iyong character? Ano ang iyong conviction?
At kung nagmamadali ka lang dyan, dahil sabi ko, lahat ng teacher mag-sign in at gusto kong checkahan ng inyong mga kung anong oras kayo dumadating, pagka ang motivation nyo para hindi naman ako mapansin, huwag ako mapagalitan, wala yun. Walang conviction. Then we have to bring our hearts to the Lord. A Christian must be moved by God-given conviction. So, dapat tayo mag-learn, mag-grow saan? Character, conviction, at isa pa, perspective. To see the probable end and not only the beginning of a thought, an action, a situation. Yung perspective, pag-sabi nyo, ayan, let's say, front view, back view, side view, oblique view. Yung taong may perspective, hindi lang yan ang nakikita niya, lahat. Meron ba tayong perspective sa ating pagiging Christian? Na pag meron kang gagawin, iniisip mo ba agad, okay, yun ang gusto kong gawin, pero ano magiging epekto nun sa likod, sa harap, sa gilid ng church? Ano magiging epekto? Okay, so, singer ako, song leader ako, magiging huli ako kasi ayoko pang gumising eh. Ano magiging epekto nito sa mood ng deacon for music? Ano magiging epekto nito sa buong worship? Ano magiging epekto nito sa mga kasama kong kakanta? Yung taong meron ng ganong perspective, pwede na siya maging disciple. Yung hindi lang sarili niya ang nakikita niya. Sunday school teacher ako, na-offend ako, magre-resign ako, dahil yun ang gusto kong gawin. Pero, ano magiging effect nun sa moral ng ibang Sunday school teachers? Ano magiging effect nito sa principal? Ano magiging effect nito sa mga nag-aaral? Anong effect nito sa buong organisasyon? When we think about these things, we are beginning to have perspective. Member ako! Hindi ako sisipot ng tatlong buwan. Type ko eh. Pero anong effect nun sa kapwa ko member? Anong effect nun sa Sunday school teacher ko? Anong effect nun sa akin? Anong effect nun sa church? Do we think about these things? You know why many Christians don't become disciples? Because they don't have perspective. And you know why they don't have perspective? Because they are very selfish. Anong sabi ng Philippians 2, 3, and 4? Open your Bibles. Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Magpapatawag ka ng meeting. Ang isang leader na ito, hindi pwede sa araw na yon. Hindi siya pwede sa oras na yon. So, hindi siya darating. Kasi yun ang kailangan ng kanyang sarili, ng kanyang panahon, ng kanyang pag-aaral, ng kanyang negosyo, ng kanyang buhay. But, itinatanong niyo ba sa sarili niyo, pag hindi ako dumating, anong magiging effect sa lahat? Will I be a good example? Ano magiging effect sa leader? Madedemoralize ba siya? Madi-discourage? Mag-e-erode ba yung kanyang authority? Dahil sinabi niyang pupunta tayo, tapos hindi ako pupunta? Ano magiging perception sa kanya ng mga iba? Matutulungan ko ba siya na mas maging authoritative? O lalabanan ko, i-erode ko yung base ng kanyang authority? O mag-e-encourage ako ng iba na, ay, pwede naman palang umabsent. Bakit si ganun absent? Eh di ako absent na rin. Pag iniisip na natin yon, mga kapatid, meron na tayong perspective. Lahat na ng anggulo, tinitingnan mo na. Hindi lang yung anggulo na beneficyo para sa iyong sarili. Sabi mo, eh, ganun ako eh. Ganun ang kailangan ko eh. Ganun ang time ko. Ganito ang need ko. Yes, pero hindi ka naman nag-iisa sa mundo eh. Paano kaming lahat? Itong gusto kong gawin eh. Meron tayong policy, o ang maliliit dapat ng mga bata ay nasa baba. Eh, paano yung anak ko kasi malikot talaga yan eh. Ayaw niyang talaga, eh, talagang dapat. Kapit niya niya. Eh, paano ngayon? O, masaya kayo ngayon mag-ina o mag-ama. Paano kaming lahat? Sasabihin ng iba, walang kwenta talaga yung pastor dito. Meron siyang policy, hindi sinusunod. Yung mga hindi sumusunod, hindi naman pinapagalitan. Ay, wala palang disiplina dito. And this is how we are perceived. Pero sabihin natin, ipipilit natin, gusto natin eh, kasi gusto ko to eh. Hindi tayo nagiging disciple kapag ganun. And remember the Bible, read it again. What does the verse say? Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. How will what I do affect everybody else is important. Hindi tayo nag-iisa sa planeta at hindi tayo nag-iisa sa church. Let us learn to improve in our perspective, to see things. Minsan may kaaway ka, sarili mo lang iniisip mo, hindi siya. Bakit ka ba niya inaaway? Siguro may dahilan din siya. Pero ang nakikita lang natin, yung dahilan natin eh. Masama kasi siya eh. Evil kasi siya eh. Demonic kasi siya eh. Pero ba't siya galit sa atin? Siyempre, meron din siyang point of view. Kahit paano, subukan naman nating lumipat doon sa kabila at tingnan natin yung sarili natin from the point of view of this person. And I'm sure you're going to see something. Huwag makitid na yun lang gusto natin, yun lang konbinyente sa atin. Lahat tayo, to be able to strike a common time, we'll have to make a sacrifice. Pag meron tayong meeting, meron tayong fellowship, meron tayong training, meron tayong retreat, lahat ng tao ay nagsasakripisyo para mapunta doon. Don't count yourself better na kami pwede mag-sacrifice and you are not. Kaya nga sabi, don't count yourself better than others. But in humility, consider others as better than you. Na pwede natin sabihin, eh kung siya nga makakapag-sacrifice, di lalo na ako kasi better siya sa akin. At sinabi, Pete, think about others as better than we are. Hindi ko ito gagawin. Anong effect? Halimbawa, lahat tayo nag-worship. Clapping to the Lord, raising our hands to the Lord. Ito, basta ayoko, ayoko, ayoko. Hindi ko talaga gusto yan. How will you affect yung katabi mo? Sabi, ano ba itong katabi ko? Rebulto ba ito? Estatwa ba ito? Manikin ba ito? O nag-worship ba ito? Well, of course, some people can worship without doing it. Right? Without raising hands and clapping. But the point is, how are you affecting all of us? Nakaka-demoralize ka ba dyan o hindi? Hindi, eh, ayoko kasi. But the point is, how will I affect others? It is important. Meron naman talaga, sobra na, nag-twist na, nagpagulong-gulong na. How will you affect others? Nakaka-affecto rin yan. So, iniisip lang, hindi lang dahil gusto mo. Dahil, paano ako magiging blessing to the people next to me, in front of me, and behind me? Perspective. Selfishness is a brand of childishness. And if we are to mature in the Lord, natuto tayo magparaya, magbigay, for the common good. For the common good. You are not in the church to take advantage of it now. Ito kasi ang mabuti para sa akin. Never mind kung lugi ang church. Ito kasi ang kailangan ko. Never mind kung na-shortchange yung church. No, we are here for the common good, for the good of the body of the Lord. And no personal sacrifice is too much because Jesus Himself sacrificed for this church. And He gave His life. There's the fourth area that we should grow in kung tayo magiging disciple. Proficiency or excellence in ministry. Dapat ganun. Sa Mark 7:37, ang comment ng mga tao tungkol kay Lord, sabi nila, you know, people were overwhelmed with amazement. And to quote them, He has done everything well, they said. Ginawa daw ng Panginoon ang lahat sa isang tama at kahangahangang paraan. And really, the Lord was an excellent Lord. The Lord did everything with excellence. And as a follower of Christ, we must try to do everything we can to be excellent. Saan tayo magiging excellent, brothers and sisters, as we face another year? Excellence in the cultivation of our spiritual gifts. Lahat ng tao may spiritual gift, pero hindi lahat ng tao kasi kinukultivate yun, hindi lahat ng tao ino-offer yun kay Lord. Kaya, wala, ayan, pakainin. Spiritually speaking, pakainin. Pabigat. Lagi mong tinuturuan, lagi mong ipinananalangin, lagi mong nalamang inaalalayan. We love to do this. Pero kapatid, dapat ikaw din makapagturo, makapag-alalay ng iba. Dapat ka rin magamit dito sa katawan ni Kristo. Because if you are not a part of the solution, most of the time you are a part of the problem. And so what are we? Are we contributing? We've got to cultivate our spiritual gifts. Lahat ng tao may kakayahan na ibinigay ang Diyos. Pero hindi lahat isinusuko yun sa Diyos. Excellence in our skills. Hindi excuse sa singer kung siya eh mali-maling kumanta. Hindi excuse sa teacher kung hindi siya eloquent magturo. Kaya nga siya nagtuturo, dapat eloquent siya dun eh. Ngayon, kung meron ka mga deficiency sa mga skills, ikinokorek, ikiniklinik, ikinaklase, win a workshop para maging excellent. Pianista ka, excellent ka dapat. Drummer ka, excellent ka dapat. Teacher ka, excellent ka dapat. Usheret ka, excellent ka dapat sa ushering. Kung anong ginagawa natin, dapat merong brand of excellence. Kaya tama na yung mga mediocrity. Yung mga pwede na yan. Sige na, okay na yan. Hindi pwede yun. Because the brand of the work of the Lord is excellence. And if we are working the work of the Lord, then there must be excellence. At excellence in manners, excellence in deportment, excellence even in looks. Dapat maging ang hitsura natin, excellent. You cannot look like somebody else, but you can be the best version of yourself. So, how will you look excellently? We take care of that. Because our outward look is a reflection of our attitudes. Anong mga itsura natin? Mahalaga yun. Hindi ko naman sinabi magpa-nose lift tayo at maging kamukha ka ni Diane Warwick or something. Kaya pakopya mo ang mukha ni Pilita Corrales. Kundi kung ano ikaw, but be the best version of yourself. Kung ano yung pinakamalinis natin, pinaka-presentable na damit na pwedeng isuot, isuot natin. Because we are doing an excellent work. To worship the Lord, to teach, to encourage, to pray for one another. Excellence. How is your ministry? Matatawag mo ba, kapatid, na itong nakaraang taon was an excellent one? Yung talaga masasabi mo, walang halong hiya-hiya kay Lord na, Lord, I did my best. Kulang, dahil perfect ka, but you know that I did my best. Who can face the Lord at the end of this year and say that, Lord, I did my best? You are a disciple. We've got to do our best. The Lord deserves nothing less. 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory. So it's very important. We are to be Christ's disciples. Kung pumasok na kayo dun sa pinto na yon, sa pintong mahiwaga, sabi nga ni Junji Marcelo, pagkapasok mo sa pintong mahiwaga, sa pinto ng salvation, dapat naman tuloy-tuloy magikang disciple. But remember, a disciple is to be open and teachable. A disciple learns to develop in character, in conviction, in perspective, and in excellence. Medyo yata profound ang ating topic today, nasa philosophical level, but I pray that we will all internalize this, na hindi lang yung ganun, sa loob ng gagaling lahat. At kung hindi doon ang gagaling ngayon, isuko natin sa Panginoon yung ating kalooban para doon manggaling. At kung may ginagawa tayo out of compulsion or pretense, gawin pa rin natin, pero palitan natin ang reason out of conviction. And if you don't have the conviction, ask the Lord to give you the conviction. And if you don't have a willing heart, ask the Lord to give you one. Because the Lord says, I'm going to take away your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, behold, the new has come. We are going to face another year, a new one. Gawin natin yun, the discipleship year. That we really become not only converts, but disciples of the Lord. That we don't only follow the Lord, but we lead others in following the Lord. Meron namang mangyari. Hindi naman yung ganun na lang ng ganun, paulit-ulit na lang ganun. That whenever we are polite, it doesn't come from civility, but it comes from love. That whenever we hold our tongue and hold our temper, hindi tayo nagdurus ang hinuhold natin yung temper natin, but we enjoy doing it because it comes from the heart. Are you now a disciple? Are you now a learner? Has your learning brought you into discipleship? Let's seek the Lord silently. Hanapin natin kung saan tayo dapat maging learners. Sa character ba? Iba ba ang nakikita ng tao doon sa totoo? Maskara ba yan? Sa conviction ba? Sa ginagawa ba natin galing sa puso? O palabas? Meron na ba tayong perspective? To have excellence. Let the Lord speak to you.
Ang katatapos pong ikalawa at huling bahagi ng mensahe ni Pastor Ed Lapid ay pinamagatang
A Disciple is a Learner.
Just away.
Para pansamantalang magpaalam ang programang Day by Day. Tayo po'y magsama-sama mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Magandang gabi po at mabuhay ang Panginoong Jesus.